Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Mubashir. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Mubashir. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Mubashir. You're on the air.
Brother Alfred?
Yes, yes, yes. We're on the air can start.
So you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, then. I'm going to start the show then.
All right, cool.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Block Talk Radio. This is Religion Mean Alive. I am the set-in host for our beloved Imam Alpha from Muhammad. He is the host of this show, and I am just a substitute for him today because he had a tedious weekend. He was out at the convention, so he asked me to do the show for him today, and I thank him. And this is a Religion Mean Alive, and I am the assistant co-host for Imam Alpha Muhammad today. My name is Brother Mubashir Akhtar of Brooklyn, New York. I'm from Brooklyn, New York, Mubashir Akhtar. And I always like to begin the show with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. I openly bear witness and testify to the whole world that there is nothing worthy of worship but God and God alone. And God, in the Arabic language, in our holy book, the name God is pronounced Allah. Allah. Allah, that's the name of God in the Arabic language. That's the name of God for the Muslim in the Arabic language. That's the God for the Christians in the Arabic language. They call him Allah, Allah. So we greet you with the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, because he is the merciful benefactor. He is the merciful redeemer. He is the one that created the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between. That is the Lord. That is the God that we worship. As believers in the religion of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, we worship that one true God, the God of our father Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the prophets. And his proper name in our holy book is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he raised up the last prophet from Mecca, Saudi Arabia, the last of the prophet, Muhammad ibn Abdullah. He's the seal of the prophet. He's the last of the prophet. And he's one of the great, great messengers that Almighty God has sent to humanity. So we like to greet you with their greetings, as they greeted their brothers and sisters in their day and time, and the people that was interested in knowing what they had to say, they would greet all of them with Assalamu Alaikum. And that is the greeting I'm giving to you now. Let me make God's peace, the peace that only God can give you, be upon you. So I greet you once again of Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to Religion Mean Alive. And I am the co-host for the day to Imam Alpha Muhammad, who is the host of this show, Religion Mean Alive. Dear beloved people, we just had a very interesting weekend. We had what we have called, and this was the 25th year of our Savior's Day. And Savior's Day started in the 1930s, I think, early 40s, with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He initiated Savior's Day with the help of the man who taught him this religion by the name of Farad Muhammad. And Savior's Day was used to acknowledge and recognize Farad Muhammad as our Savior, who came in the person of God. And his name was Farad Muhammad. So we thank Almighty God that those of us that have lived to see the understanding come from behind that movement that we're called the Nation of Islam, the proper understanding, the correct understanding of who God is. And that was brought about by the one that Farad Muhammad told the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his wife, Sister Kara Muhammad, that when that boy child is born, you name him after me. And that was Imam Wallace D. Muhammad. And, Farad Muhammad gave him his name, Wallace D. Muhammad. Muhammad. That was one of the names that Farad Muhammad himself used. There's a great history behind this, and I'm quite sure Imam Alpha, tomorrow or sometime this week on this show of Religion Mean Alive, he will enlighten you and give you much information because he was a big part of the program out there in Chicago this past weekend, Savior's Day, and he was one of the presenters and he'll have a great recollection that a lot of the imams don't have, that God has blessed Imam Alpha to have, and that is the recollection of the movement of this community from the Nation of Islam that made the transition to the leadership of his son, Imam Mu'afa Deen Muhammad. So I'm going to do the best I can to inform you on some of the things that we have been blessed to survive coming out of that movement, because we still have Muslims around the world, and especially a lot of African-American Muslims, that call what they call themselves coming into the Sunnah of Muhammad the Prophet, and they condemn that great movement called the Nation of Islam. And we know that the most of them have the same kind of mind that those people had that were working against Muhammad the Prophet when God missioned him, peace be upon the Prophet, to stand up in a time they call the Jahiliyyah time, a time of ignorance, a time when religion had been lost in the minds and hearts and souls of most of the people at that time. They had gotten so far away from the teaching of our father Abraham. But God always managed to keep a small group that never lose contact with the true movement that God have for the human being to reach the promised human destiny. God made a promise to us. And all I say to us in our holy book, that God planned, and Shaitan, the devil now, he plans too. And most other people, as Yusuf Ali says in one of his translations of our holy book, the Quran, Yusuf Ali's translation, he said in one of the footnotes, he said, there's many people thinking they're fighting in the cause of God, a whole lot of people. We have Christians thinking they're fighting in the cause of God. We have Jews that think they're fighting in the cause of God. We have Muslims thinking that they're fighting in the cause of God. And he say, and the majority of them don't even have a correct idea of what right and wrong is. So think about this. How can you say you're sincerely fighting in the cause of God and you don't even have the right perception of what right and wrong is? And we know that the devil, he said that he wants to challenge the man that God was going to make. Now, this is in the Bible, but it's more clear, and much more clear in our holy book, the Quran, on this here story of how the Shaitan or the devil in the Christianity or the Satan in Christianity, the Shaitan in our holy book, it's one in the same mind, same spirit, the Shaitan. And that is the open enemy. Allah said that is the clear-cut, open enemy of all humankind, male and female. He's our open enemy. He don't hide. He out in the open. And he said that he's going to challenge that man that God was going to make. Now, this is where the big problem come in, brothers and sisters, to get the correct understanding of this story. These are stories. These are allegorical, mythological ideas mixed in with religion. All religion have mythology. Most of, and all human history, people that come into the world in world history, they come through mythology, the majority of them. They have a history of starting off with mythology. And they have it mixed up with truth and falsehood. And then they're explaining in scripture, in the Bible, they call it the Garden of Eden. And there was trees in the garden that God told Adam and Eve not to eat from, certain trees not to eat from. But he could eat from all the trees except the tree that God said don't eat from. And it was the devil that tricked them to eat that apple now. That God told them not to eat from that tree. That apple was on the tree that God told them not to eat from. And they ate that apple and went under, they were led astray from the promised destiny that God have established for all souls of human beings to reach in his proper perspective. And you can only reach that through the guidance of God by obeying and giving your whole self to God, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's just the proper name of God in our holy book. You know, there's so much to be said about the happenings that are going on in the world today. You know, there are other people. You know, if all the prophets, the ones that we are given to in the ascension, it was seven of them, brothers and sisters, and Prophet Muhammad was there too. And the Imam W.D. Muhammad, was there two who said, who I would like to ask you, Imam Muhammad. Oh, if I ask you about Imam Muhammad, his position in that ascension, most of you will not want to admit Imam W.D. Muhammad at all, even being connected to what is happening or taking place among those honorable noble men and women too that were called servants and followers of God. You know, Imam Muhammad, don't you know he's in scripture too? The honorable Elijah Muhammad was in scripture, brothers and sisters. But it is the foreigners, it is the one that have been around for a long, long time. Imam, so that, these people been around before that was written scripture. That's how long the shaitan been around in the world, before written scripture. When God put that first man in the garden, he was there to challenge that man. They've been around for a long time. Who is it that been around? That mind that we're seeing right now. The fight against the community, the fight against the tafsir, the language and the commentary of Imam W.D. Muhammad, that's the same mind that fought against Adam, that fought against Noah, that fought against Abraham, that fought against Noah, that fought against Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, David, Solomon, all of the prophets. That mind fought against them. That mind is right here in 2014, still fighting against the plan of God. And don't you know, most of the people in the world is following that mind that is fighting against the plan of God to keep the human being from reaching the promised human destiny that God has established for the human soul, the human mind, and the human spirit to reach. So we want to just reflect on something that I have this, you know, a lot of these things, I discuss these things with my co-host. He'll be with me Wednesday. Email my team, Burrows. We have what we call our table talk every morning. Every morning we get up, he get his tea, whatever. I don't drink tea, no coffee. I just get me some water or some juice. But we sat down sometime, like you said, this morning. We got into it this morning. Before we know it, we done talked about 2-3 hours on that phone, talking our table talk. But God be blessing us to see and to hear many things that is going on in our community. And when we discuss those things from our understanding, our point of view of what we have heard the Hebrew say for the last 33 deals that we follow him physically, and we will always follow. I know I will, and I know he will too. We will always be followers and students of Imam Wahid Muhammad. Imam Muhammad has made it plain and clear of who he followed. He has made that plain and clear. But Imam Muhammad have also been used by God to challenge a mind that is in existence that fights against the way of God. Whether that mind is coming from a white man, a black man, a brown man, or a red man, or yellow man, that mind is there. That same mind that fought against Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad, that mind is still in the world today. And some of these people choose to follow those minds. Some of them did not ever, Muhammad the prophet did not convert everybody to Islam in his day and time, their listening audience. The great following of Muhammad the prophet, peace be upon the prophet, came after his physical death. Islam grew after his physical death. It was a sincere, obedient followers of Muhammad the prophet, such as the one that were called the Khalifas, and some of them died a horrible life trying to protect and promote the leadership of Muhammad the prophet, because the shaitan whispered into many of the ears of the so-called followers of Muhammad the prophet to go and turn them against what Muhammad the prophet led them up out of. Muhammad the prophet, peace be upon him, I'm talking about Muhammad the prophet of the Quran now. I'm not talking about the Muhammad the prophet that has been made popular in the world. Because when we see the spirit of that Muhammad, and we see the people that follow that Muhammad, spelled M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D, and at the end of the name, the last three letters is mad. Though that is the predominant spirit of the Muslim world. They follow that Muhammad. And that's not the Muhammad of the Quran. That's the Muhammad of Shaitan. When God says to us in our holy book, never did he send a prophet or messenger or warner to the people from him, unless the devil, the Shaitan, came right behind God's man and he duplicate one just like God's man, and he influenced the world people to listen to his prophet over the prophet that God sends into the world. Allah say, well, you plan and I plan, you strategize and I strategize. But know, O Satan, that I am the best of planners and I am the best of the strategizers. So you go ahead on, because the Shaitan asked God for respite to try to prove that the man that he was going to put in the earth was not worthy to be the leader, that he should be the leader. And people that think like him shouldn't be the leaders in the world. And that has happened. But it don't affect God. It might affect human beings who don't want to listen to what God men have to say, because you're so tied up. You're so influenced. You're so fascinated by the world that man has made from the hands and the minds of the Shaitanic people. And God gave them a respite in the world, so you go right ahead, do your thing. But when your time is up, and when I come on the scene, you can forget about Satan. It's all over. Don't you know, brother and sister, we're living in that day and time right now? We are living in the conclusion of all the biblical problems that we've seen taking place in Scripture throughout history, throughout the world, and the times of all the prophets that have came from God down through the history of humanity. All of those prophets that God sent into the world to fight the scheme of the Shaitan and try to get the people to listen to the God's man and listen to the plan that God has for them. Most of those people have chosen to follow the way of the Shaitan, because the Shaitan is such a slick, deceitful, subtle enemy that he has the people believing right is wrong and wrong is right. That's the time we're living in right now too, brother and sister. We're living that day and time too. So religion means a lie. Imam Alpha Muhammad, being blessed by God to see and understand what he heard coming from Imam David E. Muhammad. So he looks and see what the best tool for him to use to get the attention, especially of the African-American black man or woman who has been whooped down and beaten down with religion more than any people on this planet Earth. Ain't no people on this planet Earth has been more disappointed with religion than the African-American descendants of slaves. But we thank Almighty God Allah, born from those people that have been shut out and put down from every quarter, not only of America, but from the world. Everybody come here to the United States, use the African-American black man and woman as a doormat to get a spring up and to their promised destiny as they see it. And all of them have used us, all of them, all the brothers of Joseph, all 11 of them, or all 12 of them, I think it was 11, he was the 12th son, all 11 of them used Joseph and stood upon the back of Joseph to get where they wanted to go in the new world that they kept was coming up in. So have it happened with the African-American, the descendant of slaves that was brought here from the continent of Africa and put into slavery here in America. We went through the same thing that Joseph went through. But when you read the whole story, because that's one of the books, a new book, they sold out, they tell me. I mean, when the Imam's son, Warren Thedine II, he brought that book out for this convention, and they sold out. And the book that Imam gave insight and understanding on the story of Joseph, Unmatched. You need to get that book. And all the Imam's books. And I'm going to take time, once again, thank Imam Alpha Muhammad for allowing me to have a chance to speak on his program, Religion Mean a Lie, because he's a soldier. That's one thing I know about Imam Alpha. He get knocked down, but I know one thing he's going to do. I guarantee you he's going to get back up. I guarantee you that. He got a fighting spirit. That's the kind of spirit that those of us who truly follow the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Sister Clara Muhammad, and the honorable noble man called F-O-I-Z-M-U-T, we are the children of those people. And that's the spirit that went into Imam Alpha Muhammad. That's the spirit that has gone into Brother Mubashir Akhtar, many, many other brothers and sisters that I can call out. There's too many to give you their name. But I'm using Imam Alpha and myself because he's the host of the show, and he asked for me to co-host with it. So I'm just using us as two people that totally followed the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And we still see the Honorable Elijah Muhammad as very significant in the establishment of El Islam in America. And the reason why I say that, because if we had not heard the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Imam Alfred, and myself as FOIs, we were part of the FOI. If we had not heard this little bitty black man from Georgia, and this little bitty black woman, his wife, from Georgia, if we had not been blessed to come in contact with him and the mission that he was on, we never would have heard Malcolm Little, who came to be known as Malcolm X. We never would have heard Louis Walcott, who became Louis Farrakhan, or many of the Captain Joseph, Captain Edward, who was the West Coast captain, Edward, and Joseph, the East Coast captain. We would have never heard of them, James Shabazz. We would never heard of these honorable nobles if it hadn't been for the movement called the Nation of Islam. And many of the brothers and sisters now that likes to put down the womb that bore them in the name of following the Sunnah path of Muhammad, the prophet. And they don't even know that they are not following that prophet of the Quran. They are following the prophet of the Shaitan, the Shaitan Jesus Christ prophet. Don't you know the Shaitan got a Jesus Christ prophet? And that's what this Christian world has been following more than anything else, is the Jesus Christ prophet of the devil, the Shaitan himself. And the Muslim world has been following the Muhammad of the Shaitan, the Muhammad Shaitan prophet. He's the prophet of the Shaitan, the Muhammad that the world has been following. Most of them, they call themselves Muslim, and following that Muhammad, in the end of his name is man, that is not the Muhammad of the Quran. That's why I thank Imam W.D. Muhammad for sharing with us and being honest with the world. He said, I thank Almighty God when he blessed me to put my hands on the Muhammad of the Quran. Y'all hear that? And he made it clear, and I was there, and I keep saying this to you, down in Wimburg, Virginia, on the Jamestown Riverbank, many imams and many of these people standing up now on the radio broadcasters that I'm hearing, calling themselves scholars and people looking at them as being scholars, many of them was there. I'm talking about some of the top imams that is in our community right now that we hear a lot on these block talk shows, writing in the Muslim Journal. They was there on that river town, on the Jamestown riverbank, when the imam told President Bill Clinton that he wanted to clear up the name of his mother and father. He said, I want to clear up their name. Can I take time, Mr. President, to clear up my mother and father's name? President could have told him, no, we ain't got time for that. We want you to be about what we're here to recognize the first of Bill of Rights, and that's the freedom of religion. No, he told Imam W.D. Muhammad, Mr. Muhammad, go right ahead, sir. And the Imam told us in the world, because they had all kind of news media down there, he said they went and got my father driver license, and they brought them to me. And on his driver license, his name was spelled Elijah Muhammad, M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D. And he said, now, on my birth certificate, not only was his name spelled M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D, so was my mother's last name. Her name was spelled Clara Ibn Muhammad. Clara Ibn Pool Muhammad, M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D. So he turned to President Bill Clinton and said, Mr. President, why am I telling you this? That's what he's trying to, and got President Bill Clinton. I'm standing there looking at him. I ain't the only one. Many of you, if you listen to this show, you know if you were there, you know that I'm telling you. He turned to President Bill Clinton. He said, why is I'm telling you this, Mr. President? He addressed him personally. He said, why am I telling you this? He said, because the last three letters in my name is M-E-D. And the first three letters in the word medicine is M-E-D. And the last three letters in my name is M-E-D. He said, Mr. President, I am the Mohammed. Y'all listen. He said, I am the Mohammed with the medicine. Radio listening audience, Block Talk Radio. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? I got backup proof. I can go get off. I got backup proof. I know many people was there that heard Imam Muhammad tell President Bill Clinton, two-term president of the United States, he said, I am the Mohammed with the medicine. I am not the mad Mohammed. Y'all hear me? He said, I'm not the mad Mohammed. So let us look at some of these things that's going on in the world from people that call themselves Muslim followers of Muhammad the prophet of the Quran. They don't follow him. They don't follow him. They are following the Muhammad of the world, the mad Muhammad. And that's why you see madness is coming from the hands of people that call themselves Muslims. Look at the ISIS. Look what they're doing. Look at Boko Haram group. Now, all of these people profess to be Muslims. They say Allah is their God. And I've heard Imam Muhammad say to the so-called scholars and the wise one, he said, my Allah might not be your Allah. Y'all please listen. He said, my Allah might not be your Allah, and your Allah might not be my Allah. Now, that got my attention right there, because we just say Allah, and we thinking that when you say Allah, that's the Allah that the hypocrites called on. They use the word Allah. The disbelievers use the word Allah. The unbelievers use the word Allah when they say God. The Christians use the name Allah when they say God. So the Imam was giving us wisdom. He said, now, your Allah might not be my Allah, and my Allah might not be your Allah. And yet at the same time, we go continue to go without taking heed and reading the signs. There's no God but Allah. And the people that are saying that is killing Muslims, killing Christians, killing Jews, killing their own kind. But yet they say, no God but Allah. No. The shaitan have an Allah, too, that he gives to you. Because he after all, didn't he say he's going to make right seem wrong and wrong seem right? So when we look at Allah, if we're not following the Allah that our father Abraham built the house for, now God is not in no house, because that's been made very plainly in our religion, and especially through the tafsir and the commentary of the Imam. Imam tells us, we're not turning towards the house and praying to the house. We're praying to the God over that house. Y'all hear me? And that is Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything in between. He's the Lord and creator of all system of knowledge. And then that's the Allah that Muhammad the prophet worship. Why? Because that's the house that his father Abraham built. And that's the God that ruled that house. That's the God we turn towards when we turn towards that house. It's the house that God gave as an example that would unite all people, whether you be Christian or Muslim. If you turn towards that direction, the direction that God established your heart, your soul, and your mind to conform to, then you would be turning to the right and proper Allah. Because all we have to do is look at where we came from in the nation of Islam, dear listening audience. We came from worshiping Allah, and the Allah that was given to us was in the person of Farad Muhammad. For F-A-R-D-M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D, he said he came in the person of Allah. Allah was in him. He came here in the person of God, and the proper name of God was Muhammad. And that's the reason why Muhammad the Prophet, before Islam even came close to being in the United States, Muhammad the Prophet warned his community before he died. He said, don't let them do to me what they did to my brother, Christ Jesus. And they said, what is that? He said, don't let them make a deity out of me. Don't let them make a god out of me. Did they obey the prophet? No, they didn't. They did the same thing. The Muslim world, the so-called scholars and ulamas and the wise people, they allow the poor ignorant mass of people to see Muhammad the prophet in the same light that the ignorant Christians seen Jesus Christ, and that was as their Lord and personal Savior. That's how they present Muhammad the prophet to the world right now, and without the proper understanding. But praise be to Allah. He raised one up from the people that has been put down the deepest in the well, to the bottom of the well, and left there without any water, being in a well. This dry dirt, dry material, listed idea to keep us buried in falsehood for the rest of our lives. But God is the one. God is the one that blessed to be born from a people that they call all kind of derogatory names. They call us monkeys. They call us apes and baboons, three-thirds of a human being. And I heard a young man the other week on one of the shows on 360 come on Sunday, and he was talking about how George Washington Carver, and I agree with him, was a magnificent mind, and he came up with the peanut, and he said they used to call us peanut heads, a peanut brain, and they thought they were making mockery of us. And he brought a good point to the table. He said, look at the peanut. He said, don't the peanut look like a shape like an eight? And that's true. Look at a peanut. Peanut is shaped like an eight. But look at the wisdom that God blessed that man who planted that peanut and showed America how to plant that peanut and how to keep the soil rich so it can grow other vegetables and plants. George Washington Carver did that. So he was pointing out how they call us all of these names, call us peanut brain. But I was trying to get on, so I wanted to remind him, not only that, they call us three-fifths of a human being. Now, they still got that in the Constitution of the United States, calling us three-fifths of a human being. If we take that from the Black Eyed Peas mind, that E.L. said our community, we're like that Black Eyed Peas. It's only between black and white. We can't see no further than black and white. Black and white. Now, we look at it as that. We look at that three-fifths that they say we are. And we keep looking at it from the minds of this. Slave masters, and I'm not only talking about the white slave master. I'm talking about the black slave master, the yellow slave master, the brown, the red slave master, the brown slave master. The slave masters in every color, and they play on racism too. So we keep looking out of the eyes when we read where the white man said we're three-fifths of a human being. We're not going to get the message. There's two readings in scripture. He meant the basis in allegorical. Now, three-fifths is more of an allegorical statement, but it's also based in reality. Now, I hope I be plain, and I hope that y'all get the right spirit coming from me when I'm about to say here on the three-fifths. Now, let us look at those two numbers, three and five. They put the three on top of the five. My side friend said three-fifths. Three-fifths. Three-fifths of what? They say we're three-fifths of a human being. We're not the whole human being. We're three-fifths of the human being. Now, let's look at the number three. All right? When we look at the ascension, who was on the first level? Our father Adam. Now, who was on the second level? There was two on the second level together. There was John and Jesus. John the Baptist and Jesus Christ was on the second level. But who was on the third level? Who was on the third level? Yusuf, Joseph, the one that was put down in the well during the time of Egypt, he was the one whose brothers put him down in the well and left him to be picked up by a caravan going into Egypt. And he was, and who picked him up? It was someone from the house of that Pharaoh. that seemed valuable substance in that one that was down in the well. Most of y'all who have followed the email know the story of Joseph because they got the book out now. You can, if you don't know it, you can go get the book. And I'm not trying to cover the whole thing. I'm just giving you an essence of what I know that a lot of us might not be aware of when they talk about the three-fifths, because we have been made to not accept even good works from the white man that we call the devil for 44 years under the honor of Elijah Muhammad. And a lot of them didn't even see the honor of Elijah Muhammad change his direction on the thinking of the white man as being the devil. When his last day that he was with us, his last Savior's day he was with us, he had them four white men from Turkey sitting up on the rostrum with him, on the stage with him. And he turned around and said, "These are white Muslims. They are my brothers. And if they can treat you right, then you're obligated to treat them right." Do you know most of them didn't want to hear that? They got disappointed when Honor Elijah Muhammad said that. But praise be to Allah, his son came and made it perfectly clear of what his father was talking about and what his father meant. So when we look at that three-fifths, oh, they calling us three-fifths of a human. But God bless me. I have to deal with myself. I'm looking at this here because it's bothering me too. Because most of the imams and things, especially the ones that want to keep this race war going, the Malcolm followers, because Malcolm and Farrakhan, they was known to whoop the white man behind. That's what they got known for. Malcolm and Farrakhan, they was known for challenging that white man and talking to him like he was they sons. And they was the master, and the white man was the slave. That's how they would talk to that white man. Yeah, they calling us, and they still got leaders now. Yeah, they calling us three-fifths of the human being. Look how they think about it. But is there another way that some white folks, the good ones, the good white folks, the good red yellow folks and the good brown folks and white folks and black folks that see this and read this in another way when they see the three-fifths, how come it can't be talking about a movement that is a disposition that all of those prophets represent from Adam up to the seventh level of our father Abraham? That was the completion of that movement from 1 to 7. And outside of that came an eighth one. I was reading in a book called The Promise of Human Destiny where the email said the world at one time thought that was on the seven planets. Seven planets. And I remember I was telling my daughter, I was talking to her the other day, she used to live in Delaware. I said, "Baby, you remember," I said, "you were 3 years old and you were going to the University of Islam. And when we used to have the bazaars and things, they used to bring y'all out, the little class, three-year-old kids, and all of them could recite the nine planets." Yeah, listen to where I'm going. Nine planets. And the world only thought it was seven. And that's why they say seven heavens. From 1 to 7, because they thought it was just seven planets. And then here come Muhammad, the eighth one. And then they say there's the eighth one, the other world. And we thought they was talking about us in the Nation of Islam. We thought they was talking about us, because when they came out with this picture, King Kong, Mighty Joe, yeah, King Kong, and she and King Kong was the eighth one of the world. Him or Mighty Joe Young, they were called the eighth one of the world. And they were calling us monkeys, and they called us monkeys. And they're the eighth one of the world, so another world has been added on to that seven. But it wasn't seven planets. They come to find out it's nine planets. So when we look at three-fifths, that's three and five. On the third level was Yusuf. On the fourth level was Ezekiel. That was the fourth. That was the prophet that was on the fourth level. Man, I know all of these things, but it'll come back. So anyhow, when Idris was on the fourth level. Idris, the prophet that did the recording, did the writing, the education, the one that the education really started with, Idris. Now, who was on the fifth level? But who was on the fifth level? Harun. For you who don't speak Arabic, Harun is the name for Aaron. Aaron. And in English is Aaron. And in the Arabic language is Harun. What was interesting about Aaron? Aaron was the spokesman for Moses. Moses was on the sixth level now. Musa Moses came after. He was on the sixth level in the ascension. Aaron came before him. Aaron was on the fifth level. Aaron is a play on Allah. A big Allah was made. A big Allah was made. And what was that Allah made? In the senses, the thinking of the people. In the five senses. Because the shaitan said, let us go down in the Bible. Let us go down and confuse their senses. And God gave all human beings five senses. And Jesus Christ says, a man and woman thinking, not only in their mind, or in their heart, not only in their heart, but in their mind, so are they. So are they. And Muhammad the prophet came behind him. He instructed us to use five. Because he said, Islam is built off five. The five. And it's a play on your five senses. So when they call us three-fifths of a human being, what is they really saying? It's a hint to the wise. And only it only take a hint to the wise. And I look at the three-fifths, I said, that's a, who's on the third level? That was Yusuf Joseph. And who was Joseph? The interpreter. Joseph was the one that was blessed to be put over the storehouse in his day and time to give the whole Egyptian population in the whole world food from the storehouse. And they ain't talking about no grain house, but chicken, the corns that chicken eat either. They ain't talking about that. They're talking about knowledge. 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 And so that three that represents Joseph, that's us. Imam Muhammad told us this, this listening audience. He said, God come to put us on top. He said, and how is God going to put us on top? This is what our leader told us. He said, when God chooses new people to become the leader, he gives them a new language. Y'all hear me? He said, God gives them people a new language. And what did Imam say? I come with tools that nobody came with. He came with a new language. And he said, the language that God has given us is going to put us on top. And what is that language? The language of interpretation of scripture. Y'all think about that. That's what our leader told us, the son of Elijah and Khalil Muhammad. He said, God's going to give us the language of interpretation, not only of the Quran. He said, of scriptures, with a S on it. Y'all hear me? Tell me, you scholars, that say you're a scholar. Go get anybody, like the email said. Go get them and bring them here and let them prove that they know more than what God has blessed me to know about scripture. Email said, go get them. And I'll help them better understand their own scripture that they're trying to show me. And ain't nobody challenged him yet. Ain't nobody came up and say, I challenge Imam Muhammad on the interpretation of scripture. Ain't nobody said that yet. He said, God gonna put us on top. Who was he talking to? Those three-fifths of a people that the world called three-fifths of a people. God has given us a blessing through the leadership of Imam Wazidi Muhammad of the interpretation of the Old Testament, the New Testament, and the Holy Quran, the last revealed book that God revealed to Muhammad, the prophet of the Quran, that brought the world out of darkness back into the light during the Jahiliya period, called the period of ignorance. It was the Quran from the followers of Muhammad that went into Europe and Africa and Asia and all them other countries. They took the word of God from the Quran and went to that and taught the word that Muhammad, the prophet of the Quran, taught them and brought enlightenment back to the ignorant masses of people that was made ignorant around the world by the scheme of the shaitan. America wasn't in existence at that time. America wasn't around. It wasn't around when Muhammad the prophet in well addressed told them that there's no superiority. America was not around. North America and South America was not even in existence when Muhammad the prophet told them that God said there's no superiority of a black-skinned Arab or a white-skinned Arab or a white-skinned Arab or a black-skinned Arab or the white-skinned man or the black-skinned man. When he said there was no superior art of the black-skinned man or the white-skinned man, he meant to the nation. I wasn't in existence at that time. So Muhammad, what was he going? He was speaking to the future. He was speaking to the future. That's what he was speaking to. And scriptures speak to the future. And anytime you keep calling on Muhammad, M-U-H-H-M-M-A-D, your mind is not going forward. Your mind go back. You got to go back 1,435 years ago to connect to that prophet, that one they call the prophet, spelling their name, and at the end of their name, it means mad. And that's where they keep you in the world today, in madness, because you don't have the proper language and interpretation of scripture if you don't follow. And look at this religion called Islam through the eyes of Imam W.D. Muhammad. You ain't in going future. You're not going forward. You're going backwards. Y'all, please listen. God has given us a leader today, Imam Wahfadi Muhammad, the son of Elijah and Claire Muhammad, and showed us the real meaning of why they call us the three-fifths of a human being, because the five is the one that is the correct five, not the wrong Aaron, but the correct Aaron of the Quran, because we got a history in the religion that when Moses went up on the mountain to get the commandment, Aaron and the Christian Bible was made to help build the golden calf back up again. They forced him to go back into the mine that they left behind in Egypt of calling Pharaoh God and their Savior. He took them back to that mine. That Aaron of the Bible goes all the way back and takes the people back into slavery again under them. Don't you know that's what these so-called scholars is trying to do now with the community of Imam Wahfadi Muhammad? And what are they trying to do it with? They're trying to do it with the Arabic language. Because they don't understand that God raised Imam W.D. Muhammad up to check that devil mind that speak Arabic in their own language. God blessed the Imam to know the Quran in their language so he can check that shaitan and hold the shaitan in check till his community grow up to adults. Men and women, and we're grown men and women now. We ain't no little boys and girls no more. We speak with a grown man mind and a grown woman's mind that came out of the Nation of Islam, started in darkness, the Nation of Islam, N-O-I. We started out as a nation of ignorance in darkness. Huh? But out of that darkness, brothers and sisters, came the community to be known as the Nation of intelligence, the Nation of integrity, the Nation of intellect. That's the NOI that I belong to. That's the one that Imam Muhammad was born from. That's the one that the army like Muhammad and Sister Claire Muhammad established. Those of us that came out of that womb, we stand up on the earth today as the Nation of intelligence, the Nation of intellect, and the Nation of integrity. Moral, dignified integrity. Our ethical society has been made and is being made and is being brought about so that the whole world can see that three-fifths of a human being is what the world needs today. We need a Joseph stand up in the world again over the storehouse of this great United States of America and bring moral dignity back to it, bring intellectual enlightenment back to it, huh? And bring innocence back. The innocent of that human being got to come back to America. As my co-host, Imam Martin, always said, they have dehumanized. They have dehumanized the people of the world again. They have brought them and put them under dehumanization, and they've taken them through the process of dehumanization through these video games and movies on the TV. But it's those of us that accept to be born again in our innocence, taught to us by Imam Wahfadi Muhammad, to go back, brothers and sisters, to that human, promised human destiny that Almighty God put our mothers and fathers' soul on before they were put into slavery, before they were put into slavery in this country called the United States of America and made to become worshipers of a false God because they confused the senses of our people through slavery. They took away our ability to defend our intellect, our soul, and our spirit. And they gave us a God, and they gave us a language, worshiping the God that they say was our God. And that God had blonde hair and blue eyes, and they called him a Jew. So message of concern, that Imam Alpha Muhammad looked into. And he know that the message of concern is a religious message. And he come up with the idea to listen. Religion mean a lie. Because that message of concern, it comes out of religion. Where you think the Imam got it from, the message of concern? Imam Muhammad got that message from concern out of religion. Because he went to our holy book, the Quran, where it says, chapter 3, verse 6 to 4, say, O people of the book, come to common terms. As between us and you, that we wish it none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say, ye bear witness that we at least are Muslims, bound to God's will. And he hit the world leadership with this one. Imam Muhammad told the leaders of Mecca, the leaders of Jerusalem, the leaders of Egypt, the leaders of Africa and Asia, the West Indian Isle, wherever there's human beings that had leaders. Imam Muhammad pointed out to them, said, civilized nations should want their religion be also civilized. And the Imam said, don't you know kings and rulers around the world, they heard this. They're coming from the son of Elijah and Clara Muhammad, Wallace Lee Muhammad, talking about himself. And they said, Elijah Muhammad's son is embarrassing us. Because he says civilized nation should want that their religion be also civilized. And Americans say they're the greatest civilizers on the planet Earth, but look at their religion. It's uncivilized. That's why God also tell Muhammad the prophet, to say, tell them, false worship is the worst form of oppression. False worship, not the worship of Pharaoh. No, false worship. Not the worship of the white man or the black man, the brown man, the red man, the yellow man. That's not the worst oppression. God said, tell them false worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no gods. We are only man mortal from the mortal he, Allah, created. And don't you know that's what's wrong with Egypt? That's what's wrong with Israel? They want to be the god over the people. And God said, anybody that seek dominance in the land, he ain't going to get to them. Whether you be a single person seeking dominance and want to be the leader, you won't get it from God. You don't get no support from God. And if you're a nation, you ain't getting support from God. Allah is the Lord and creator of all system of knowledge. And all men and women, black, brown, red, green, whatever color you are, you have one God, one creator. He created one humanity, one human family. But out of that creation and out of the human family comes many sons and daughters of Adam and Abraham. And we make up the Abrahamic faith here in the United States of America, the heavenly religion that we belong to. That was brought about through these honorable, noble prophets and servants of God. None of them ever said that they were God or equal to God. So they call us three-fifths of a human being. But when I look at it, I see that they're five. Three and five is eight. Three and five is eight. And three times five is 15. Now look at these numbers. Three plus five is eight. Who was the eighth one up there? It was Muhammad the prophet. He came after Abraham. He came after Abraham. And what is five times three? It's 15. 15. One and five is six. Who was on the sixth level? Musa, Aaron, the liberator. And isn't Muhammad the prophet called the liberator? Isn't that what he's called? Did not Moses prayed for one to be raised up just like him, but only God would put his word in his mouth and he would speak only what God would speak to him to say to his people. Muhammad the prophet came after Abraham. He didn't come after Moses in the ascension. Abraham came after Moses in the ascension. Abraham, that mind, Abraham represents a mind, a spirit that comes from the human body called a human being. It's a spirit, and there's a mind in that body. And the highest form is your spiritual life, the abstract life. And Abraham and all the prophets represent the disposition, all of those levels, from Adam to Abraham to seven. Seven up and seven down. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught for 44 years. Imam Muhammad taught for 33. 44 and 33. 44 and 33 is 77, ain't it? 44 and 33 is 7 and 7, 2, 7. 7 times 7 is 49. That's the Jubilee. 49. 7 times 7 is 49. 4, and it goes all the way up to the ninth level. And that's 5 steps. And that 5 represents that consciousness that was brought back through Muhammad the Prophet. He brought the conscious back that the shaitan has tricked and deceived our fathers and mothers to come up out of the moral consciousness that God had put them in. That was their clothing that they were wrapped up in. They had a moral conscience, and the shaitan put it to sleep. And that's why they say the man was put into a deep sleep, not a physical sleep, a sleep that was in the mind, that took over the mind, that took over the soul, that took over the heart, that took over the spirit. He put it into a deep sleep. And the resurrection of that spirit was brought back through Muhammad, the prophet of the Quran, when God revealed to his innocent heart, his innocent soul, and his innocent mind the mission that started with Adam, completed in Abraham, but it had to go a little farther. It had to go to another level, 8. And Muhammad, the prophet, he didn't start with himself. He didn't say this is the end. Because we know that there are 9 planets, not 8. There's 9 planets. 9 planets. And Muhammad the prophet, he pointed to one coming after him. And don't you know the hypocrites that heard Muhammad the prophet say that the footsteps ahead of him in paradise would be a black man? An African-headed, razor-head black man would be the one that who would be ahead of him in paradise? And you can say it in the kind of way you want to say it. I know this is what it's talking about. And he called the name. He says, Bilal. I heard footsteps ahead of me, and it was Bilal. He didn't hesitate, and he the one that told Bilal. This is the only one in the history of Islam that was told to go up on top of the house. Not in the house, go on top of it. And call to the whole world, La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. No God but Allah. Call the whole world, Bilal. Go on and call the whole world back to the worship of the one true God, and tell them he's not a white man, a black man, a brown man, a red man, a yellow man. We're calling you to that God that created the white man, the black man, the brown man, the red man, and yellow man. And his proper name in our holy book is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly praised and glorified is he. That's our mission today, brothers and sisters, those of us who follow Imam Dawud Muhammad. And that's what Savior's Day is about. And this was the 25th Savior convention. This was the 25th convention where the people, the children of our mother and father, Elijah and Khalil Muhammad, comes together to pay their debt and to pay homage, not to Farad Muhammad, because he's not God, but to pray to the God that was blessed to give Imam Dawud Muhammad the proper perception of who God was and the proper perception of what we are supposed to be as servants of Almighty God by studying the life of all the honorable, noble prophets and honorable, noble servants, men and women, that fought in the cause of God for better humanity and to uplift the human life, tending to travel the road that would bring their soul into the position where they can say, and they can hear God say to their soul, oh soul, come back to your Lord. Well-pleasing to yourself and well-pleasing to your Lord. We have to follow the tafsir of the Imam, Dawud Muhammad, to get this understanding. There's no one else in the world have shared this with the ignorant masses. It was the son of Elijah Muhammad and Khalil Muhammad. Imam Wasidi Muhammad gave his life for 33 years, teaching us the right perception of the religion that God gave to all of the prophets. It has been his magnificent understanding that God blessed him with. And he wasn't stingy. He shared it with the poor man, the rich man, the unlearned man, and the educated man. He went all over this earth to the highest institution of learning. They called on him to come and share his knowledge. And he didn't hold back. Y'all know he didn't hold back. And God is punishing us because we refuse to take this message to the people. And what is that? Religion means a lie. Message of concern. The message of concern is in the religion that is alive for the human soul, the human spirit. I'd like to thank Imam Alpha Muhammad for holding on to that. And I have to include a very good friend. I love him, Imam Rasul Hami, who I am on one of his shows called The Lifeline. And God said, hold on to the rope that he extended to you. And between religion being alive, the lifeline, message of concern, that will lead you to the house that they just left in Chicago. Mosque House is the house that Imam Muhammad built that started with the leadership of his father when we were going to Savior's Day, the convention. Huh? Or we are still going to the convention that we just left, and the convention, all roads that leads to the house that Clara Muhammad, Elijah Muhammad, and the honorable noble man called FOIZMUG, Imam Muhammad's son, is the president over this distribution. Y'all hear me? He's the president over the distribution of the food that is needed for our soul in the tafsir, the language and the commentary, and the books that Imam Muhammad has made available to all human beings. And one of them is Wake Up to Human Life. The other one is The Life, the Final Battlefield. And another one called And Follow the Best Thereof. And another one, Islamic Climate for Business Success. And another one, Messages of Concern. And another one, It's Time We Sing a New Psalm. El Islam, the Religion of Peace, is another one. Y'all should try to get every one of these books. And we have two more. I have two books in front of me by a student of Imam Muhammad, Ronald Shaheed. Magnificent book. One of them called Thoughts for Searchers to Understand Light. Reflection of W. Dean Muhammad by Imam Ronald Shaheed. That's one book. And the new book he got out called The Promised Human Destiny, Reflection of Imam W. Dean Muhammad. All the pages on that book is the language of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, the tafsir and the commentary. Because he was a student of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, and he interviewed the Imam many times, and the Imam shared insight in the interview that he was part of to bring us this information here. We are a community brought out for the betterment of all humankind. We are that community, the community that started as the Nation of Islam. And brothers and sisters, the Nation of Islam, what it means to Mubashir Akbar, the NOI, no other identity. I don't want no other identity. I don't want no other identity. I identify with that identity that I got from my mother and father, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Sister Kyle Muhammad, scripture speaking. That's the womb that bore me. The Nation of Islam, under the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Sister Kyle Muhammad and the Honorable FOIMGT that followed them all the way. We stand upon their shoulders, and we're not going to let none of the children of the dissatisfied people that was in the Nation of Islam that follow anybody other than the Honorable Elijah Muhammad leadership. You could have been in the Nation of Islam. We know that many people in the Nation of Islam did not follow the Honorable Elijah Muhammad when he was the leader. They followed students of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and chose to put the students over the teacher. That's a big mistake. That's a big mistake. Malcolm is not over the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Farrakhan is not over Imam Wahfuddin Muhammad. No, they're not. Malcolm didn't lead us to the Quran. Farrakhan didn't lead us to the Quran. They didn't lead us to the understanding of Allah correctly. It was the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the one that was promised to be the one, W.D. Muhammad. And they played a tape where the Imam said, he asked his father, what did the D mean? I tell you what it means to me. W.D. Wallet, the Wallet, D, the deliverer. The D mean the deliverer. Imam is the one that God best to deliver us out of the darkness into the light. So I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank Imam Alpha Muhammad because I know he got a lot to share with us concerning what went on at the convention. I can't wait till he come on because he got a good recorder. His mind is a good recorder. He can record real good information that is needed to bring religion alive to the hearts and souls of the minds of not only African-American black man and woman, but to the whole world. So, Imam Alfred, I thank you, and I'm waiting to hear from you tomorrow or whatever day you choose to come on. We're waiting to hear from you, Brother Imam, of what went on at the convention. So may God bless you to rest up, Brother Imam, and get yourself together. because we cannot stop now and we will not stop now. Religion means a lie. And, Brother Ma'am, we are with you in establishing this religion that was given to us and promoted correctly through the eyes and the hearts and the soul of Imam Wafidi Muhammad. So you have been listening to Religion Mean and I have been your host for the night, Mubashir Akhtar, and I want to thank all of you who are listening to tune in tomorrow and listen to Religion Mean Alive. I thank Imam Alpha would be back tomorrow. And may God bless you with a safe and sound trip, him and his family. May God keep them healthy and strong in the fight for freedom, justice, and equality for our people first here in America, because charity be started at home and spread abroad. You have been listening to Religion Mean Alive. I have been your host for the night, Mubashir Akhtar of Brooklyn, New York. I greet you with the greatness of peace. Of assalamu alaikum. May Allah peace and blessing be upon you.